This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Temperatures drop across Nepal. Kathmandu records season's lowest as doctors ask everyone to adopt caution from the increasing cold. Five identified among six killed in Makwanpur sumo accident. And in an official statement, Secretary of State of the United States of America, Marco Rubio, says U.S. captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in targeted operation. Now the news in detail. Temperatures have dropped across various parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Kathmandu's minimum temperature has fallen by 1 degree Celsius in the last 2 days, reaching 3.5 degrees Celsius today. 2 days back, Kathmandu recorded a minimum temperature of 4.5 degrees Celsius. By 9 a.m. this morning, it had dropped to 3.5 degrees Celsius. The temperature was 4 degrees Celsius yesterday. Meteorologist Binu Maharjan said this is the lowest temperature recorded in Kathmandu so far this year. She said temperatures are expected to continue decreasing throughout the month of January. She also noted that temperatures have declined in many parts of the country. Temperatures have been on a downward trend nationwide since the mid of December. The last week of December and the first week of January have been colder than the first 3 weeks of December. Kathmandu recorded 4.9 degrees Celsius in third week of December. The minimum temperature dropped to 4.8 degrees Celsius on New Year's Day. According to today's records, Jumla has the lowest minimum temperature in the country at minus 6.3 degrees Celsius. The department said fog, mist and cold wave conditions continue in the Tarai Madhes region and are likely to persist. Weather is expected to clear gradually after the afternoon in many places. Some areas in the Himalayan region have received snowfall and rivers have frozen in several locations. Doctors have asked one and all to take care of themselves and their family, especially the children and the elderly, from the biting cold. Five of the six people who died in a sumo vehicle accident in Makwanpur district have been identified, according to the police. The accident occurred yesterday night at Jurikhet in Pimphedi Rural Municipality, Ward No. 6 in Makwanpur district. All six victims died at Hetora Hospital. The identity of one victim is still unknown. According to Makwanpur District Police, the deceased have been identified as 42-year-old Rajnish Kumar of Patna, Bihar, 40-year-old Sabita Lamsal of Hetora Submetropolitan City, Ward No. 4, 29-year-old Nikhil Agrawal of Hetora, Ward No. 2, 56-year-old Krishna Prasad Phuyal of Hetora, Ward No. 10, and 50-year-old Arbind Kumar of Begusaraya in Bihar, India. One unidentified person, estimated to be around 36 years of age, was declared dead at 7:35 p.m. yesterday night while undergoing treatment. Three people were injured in the crash. The sumo, which was travelling from Kathmandu to Hetora, fell about 100 meters off the road at Jurikhet along the Pimphedi Kulekhani Kathmandu road section. The Embassy of Nepal in London of England has urged Nepali citizens to remain vigilant amid a rise in fraud cases involving false promises of work permits and job sponsorships in the United Kingdom. In a press statement, the embassy said it has received multiple complaints related to job-related scams, with a significant number of victims being Nepalese seeking to travel to the United Kingdom from Nepal. Some Nepali job seekers already residing in the United Kingdom have also fallen victim to such fraud. The embassy advised victims to report such cases to local police stations or the UK's National Fraud and Cybercrime Reporting Centre. It also encouraged filing complaints with the investigation agencies in Nepal. According to the embassy, offences related to job and sponsorship fraud are punishable under laws of both Nepal and the United Kingdom. A total of 133.5 million rupees has been collected so far in a government fund established to restore physical properties damaged during arson and vandalism that occurred during the September 8 and 9 Zenzi movement. According to the spokesperson of the Ministry of Finance, Tanka Prasad Pandey, as of today morning, 133.56 million rupees had been deposited in the fund. Siddhartha Premier Insurance Limited today contributed 10.1 million rupees to the fund under its Institutional Social Responsibility Initiative. Last week, insurance company MetLife Nepal deposited 2.5 million rupees, while earlier the Oriental Insurance had given 2 million rupees. The fund was established in the aftermath of the Zenzi movement, calling on the public, private sector, non-resident Nepalese development partners and donor agencies for their assistance. The government has also provided provisions allowing contributors to deduct or claim expenses while calculating their taxable income for the current fiscal year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Sunday said the Trump administration had carried out a decisive operation to apprehend Nicolas Maduro, describing him as an indicted narco-terrorist and an illegitimate former Venezuelan dictator. Speaking across multiple television interviews, Rubio said the action reflected President Donald J. Trump's firm resolve to prevent the Western Hemisphere from becoming a safe haven for drug traffickers, Iranian proxies, or hostile regimes that threaten U.S. national security. Rubio stressed that the United States was not at war with Venezuela, but was engaged in a war against drug trafficking organizations. He said U.S. forces were not stationed in Venezuela and were on the ground only briefly to carry out the capture, calling the operation limited and targeted rather than an invasion or extended military campaign. According to Rubio, the administration's immediate focus is on measures that serve U.S. national interest and benefit the Venezuelan people. These include ending drug trafficking, expelling Iran and Hezbollah from Venezuela, and preventing the country's oil industry from being used to enrich U.S. adversaries. He said the action did not require congressional approval and that Congress would be notified as appropriate. Rubio added that the United States would maintain pressure, including an oil quarantine and maritime seizures, until changes are made. He reiterated that Maduro was not the legitimate head of the state and said the administration would judge outcomes by actions, not rhetoric. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Temperatures drop across Nepal. Kathmandu records season's lowest as doctors ask everyone to adopt caution from the increasing colds. Five identified among six killed in a tragic sumo accident in Makwanpur district. And in an official statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says U.S. captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in targeted operation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.